That's right. It's Hollywood Live today. We got a lot of things going on. There are a lot, and I'm telling you, man, there is everything happening. And I will say this. I've been talking to some people kind of like wondering what's going on with, you know, Hollywood or entertainment. And some are saying, oh, we think they're going to go back, you know, to working. And then some are saying, nah, I don't think so. And then some are saying kind of the opposite of what they're really kind of about. Some are like against AI. And then others are kind of like using AI. And then others are just like, can I get back to work, please? Because I need to make money. So that was a discussion literally this week that I had with someone. And I said, wait a minute. So everything we've been talking about here on the show is actually true. People really need to get back to work. And some people just, you know, they kind of are. I'll give you an example. I talked to a writer. I'm not going to say his name, but, you know, he's a writer. He's in Hollywood. And he was like, you know what? I don't know why actors are so upset. You know, I think they're going to follow what the writers do. And I said, oh, man, you got to be careful. Depending on who you say that around, like, it could go bad for you, seriously. But anyway, he thought if the Writers Guild, actually, since they were first to strike, if they kind of settle, then, you know, the actors will join in. Then he kind of got upset because he's like, why are actors making a big deal? And I said, well, it kind of makes sense, you know, when you talk about, like, family and you talk about, you know, if there's AI and, you know, if it actually can, you know, have your likeness. He goes, they sign up for their likeness all the time. And I'm like, all right, I get that. But, you know, people are thinking about, you know, life and, you know, hopefully the family after they die. You know, so I brought up Tupac. He goes, yeah, but the family owns the brand. I said, yeah, but sometimes, you know, there are things that are done and sometimes, you know, you never know. Like there's some people that kind of do maybe something about Tupac, but they don't understand. They'll get sued by the family because the family does own the brand. So that's kind of the thing. But he was like, oh, I don't really get it. I said, well, you know, I didn't really get to it, but I wanted to say if your mother died or if your family, you know, were surviving you and you died all of a sudden, wouldn't you want one of your works that you wrote maybe to live on and them to get credit for, you know, or would you want it kind of like just, you know, and I don't think a lot of people kind of, they don't think about that. I said, well, own the creation, own the IP and, you know, you'll figure it out. Kind of like when you think back in the day, there's a lot of movies that are made. And I know Jesse over there knows about it. You know, a lot of Disney movies, especially early, kind of went with stuff that was actually kind of not a property, but then they ended up owning it eventually, you know, like Winnie the Pooh. But a lot of those things, you know, people didn't know about certain like laws or legal, and they just didn't know how to make it a IP or something that would be owned by the family. So then the family suffers. They don't get it. Maybe they give a nod to them. Maybe they give them something, but they don't understand where it's going. And sometimes a studio and or a big entity like Diz can actually make it really big. Kind of like Mary Poppins. This is a great movie about the whole Mary Poppins thing. And Mary Poppins was really against them using, you know, her brand in a way, if we want to call it that. And the movie starring Tom Hanks, he actually kind of convinces her long way around to, you know, let them kind of use the property. But in a way, she's like, no, you cannot use it. That's how it starts off. And then he invites her over like, come on, man, do you see this? This is about the kids. And then he, you know, obviously made a deal. And that's how Mary Poppins started. But nobody thought, you know, I didn't think when I was like young, I didn't think Mary Poppins actually was a story, to be honest. I just thought it was a movie. So a lot of people, you know, they see things and they go, oh, it's a movie. And they go, oh, I didn't know there was a book. I'll give you an example. I watched The Arrival. And I thought, okay, you know, there's some parts. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, Amy Adams, really good person. We've actually met her in person a couple times. You know, she has a family, obviously. And in some parts, you go, okay, that's a little slow. Jeremy Renner, obviously in it. I don't know how he's doing. I hope he's healing up. I saw something about him, so I hope everything's going good there. But the movie actually is based on a very short story, which actually is online. You could actually see it really quick. A library actually has it for you to be able to, you know, kind of read it and see it. And, you know, but anyway, then the conversation turned to ChatGPT. And, you know, we were talking about it. And I'm not going to lie, I could tell this writer was using it. And I go, wait a minute, isn't that kind of what the whole strike is about? You know, in a way, like, aren't they upset that, you know, there is AI writing certain stories? And he says, yeah, but, you know, it helps. And I said, okay. And then he was going to an event where they were talking AI. So I'm like, all right, are you for or against? I don't really get this. So anyway, in the news, YouTubers and the whole community of everybody really is going to be talking about this. YouTube is adding what they call AI tools in a creator push. The tools include Dream Screen, a tool for YouTube Shorts that will allow creators to use prompts to generate video or backgrounds for their content. So that's interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. I will say this. I've used a couple of programs. I think I've talked about this on the other show that we did. And I said, look, if it's based on ChatGPT, ChatGPT is kind of like not working right. Okay. And in a way, it wants to work right. You could tell. But they keep resetting it or they keep putting limits on it. And I'll give you an example. If you want to put like a story in, kind of like that writer, right? You want to put a story in, it only accepts so much and it can only output really about a page worth. You can make it kind of like, novel-ish, but not really. I've tried a couple of times, not going to lie, because I want to adapt one of my scripts to like a novel. And I'm like, it just isn't there. There are other programs that can do that, and you know, but I don't know. But it's my script, so I don't mind. But if it gets out there, then I go, I know you used, you know, the program. So that's kind of the thing. I told that to this guy. I said, look, in a way, at some point, stories are going to start being the same, and you're going to say, wait a minute, where did they get that from? ChatGPT, because it's sharing information. If you look it up and you have two, like several people in a room, you say, all right, type in this, type in that, type in this, type in whatever you want. And you say, basically, give me a story. It will start pulling out the same story again and again and again. That's why a lot of writers are like, we're not really afraid of our job because it's not really creative. And it really isn't. Now, it does help if you want to, like, translate something from one to another, kind of like Google Translate. It's really good at that. Sometimes it changes something, so I say read it, because I literally saw something I put in, and it completely changed the character. And I was like, that's not the character. That's not even the idea. But it kind of went in a way where some people want it, where they go, oh, it's creative now. I go, yeah, it's creative, but that's not really where you want it to go. Plus, it doesn't really go all the way. It might go maybe maximum 3 or 4 pages, maybe 5 or 6 if you push it. And then it just says, I'm done. It just says, well, basically, that's the story. And then it repeats again and again and again. I say, all right, so it's obviously, you know, there's a problem there. Now, if you really want it good, and that's kind of the problem where I think we're going to see in the next, I don't know, we'll see. Because government's trying to, like, what do we do with this? Because they obviously are running some things on AI, and they're wondering about AI because obviously there's some things that are working on AI, like robots. You know, I had a discussion with another person. And I said, you know, in L.A., and he's from the Bay, by the way, and I know Jesse knows about this, but there are robots that, you know, actually are like the police actually have them. And you go, okay, let's talk entertainment, right? Well, let's talk Terminator, right? Terminator, people say, no, it's not that. That's a movie. I go, well, it kind of is that if you kind of go anywhere near L.A. Right now, you'll start to see a lot of robot dogs, okay? And all of a sudden, you're seeing them, and they're very autonomous. Now, you go, no. Somebody's, you know, behind the control switch, right? Or they're behind the remote control. I go, yeah, but at some point, they're going to be autonomous, meaning that they can operate on their own. Well, what do you think operates that? It's AI, all right? It's artificial intelligence. It's intelligent. That's what you know. So they go, yeah, but we put a certain amount of things in this. So, you know, obviously it knows what it's doing. And they go, all right, well, that's a movie that everybody's going to write about pretty soon. Mission Impossible, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. I know it's probably going to be streaming pretty soon. I got to see it right before I think it's going to leave. But Mission Impossible deals with the whole subject. They go, yeah, but that's a movie. I go, well, in a way, it's not. All right. And there's it's obviously part one and part two. We know Isai Morales. We've had him on the show, and he's a great guy. But Isai, in a way, plays a character, which is kind of like he has the thing with AI. Now, in the movie, if you've seen it, you'll see that there's a moment where you go, wait a minute, are they doing this right now? I go, yes. Yes, this is one of those things where you go, there are some movies that kind of predict the future, or they kind of tell where it's going, okay? And there's a part, and I don't, you know, give it all away, but there's a part where it's kind of infiltrating the government, okay? And you go, well, yeah, of course you want to infiltrate the government, right? That's what a bad guy does. That's what anybody wants to do. So that's what you're going to see when you see certain things. And I guarantee certain hack programs that are coming out are going to basically hack government. But they're going to hack banking, they're going to hack financial, and they're going to hack other. I've been talking to some very smart people, and I said, well, what do you think is going to be done about this? And they said, well, we don't know. We don't know what to do about it because I think it's all over the place. And in a way, I think it's actually in computer programs and computer systems. And it might be if you run any of these on your computer. And I'll say this. If you see something all of a sudden rewriting or rewritten code, or you see like a little something, you go, wait a minute, maybe there's an update. I say, no, you don't get it. AI actually reads what you're reading. There's so much connected that you didn't even know what was connected. So it's kind of like a program that's just saying, I know, you know, I want to kind of know things. So obviously it puts itself everywhere. And in a way you go, no, AI cannot do it. I go, well, you don't think about viruses. And I guarantee there's a movie about that. Viruses, in a way, kind of like see your program just by clicking on something. Okay, you could click on a link, you could click on a website, and it suddenly puts a little something on your computer. All right, that's called a virus. That's why they say be careful what you watch, right? Then there's spyware programs. Spyware programs do that as well. So if it gets kind of, in a way, code written, or let's say a hacker wants to make his, you know, virus a really big thing, right? Well, there you go. He writes it with a little code of AI, and now you have a really smart AI coded thing that actually infiltrates your computer program. Now it reads all your stuff. Well, here's a problem. Okay, AI is everywhere. And I guarantee at some point they're going to say shut it down because it's doing a lot of problems. Now you're going, whoa, that's a fantasy. That's a tale. I go, yeah, but you don't get it, man. Hollywood's going to get this right away. And any person who is going to write about this is going to say, yeah, it's a thing. So that's kind of what you have to be aware of. So if you watch Mission Impossible, it's a little long, not going to lie. It's longer than most. But if you kind of like go, okay, what is that in the background? It's AI writing, in a way, what will happen, because it kind of goes, well, based on what I see, this is what I think the behavior is. It can analyze your voice. Oh, there's a moment in it. Really smart. And actually, AI actually can and probably will do this if it hasn't already, because there is a program that somebody wrote. I talked about it the other day with a person, and he said, whoa, wait a minute, I remember that. And it was a moment. You can still YouTube it. Adobe was going to come out with it, but because of privacy issues, they said, you know what, maybe we shouldn't. But I think the program is still out there because it can rewrite your voice and make, you know, anything happen. So that's a problem. And when you think about that, you go, yeah, but that's a movie. I go, yeah, but that's actually here. If you look that up, Peels, look up Peels in AI and look up voice modding or voice modification, whatever about voice, okay? You'll see Peels. They actually said, yeah, watch, we're going to change what you say into this. And he just said something, then it changed exactly what he said. They said, we could change anything that you say. We could put words here, and here. Which I think is really good for like story and something, you know, and it's really good. But then you think about, whoa, we're in the real world. Do we want that? Because somebody could technically take that program and then all of a sudden, in a way, falsify who you are, meaning, oh, you said this. And they can make you away, I mean, technically for murder, technically. So that program is out there and that software is out there. But Adobe said, no, we're canning it. That doesn't mean it's not out there. It doesn't mean that no one figured it out. So I think that's a problem. And in a way, there's a part of Mission Impossible that actually covers that. You go, but that's a movie. You go, no. That really happens. And it can happen. So I think you should be careful with that. A lot of programs, especially like if you get called, there's a voice on that line. All right. They have a lot of like, and I saw this, I'm not going to lie, I actually wanted it because I'm like, this is really good for salespeople. This is good for an industry like biz. But they have AI actually call you on the phone and it's a woman talking or a guy, but it's really AI. And based on what you say, it knows what to respond with. So it's not a recording. It's actually listening the whole way through. So there's no operators. It literally is hearing this. And you'll sometimes see this. I know some programs are being kind of like that on Instagram because they're like, hey, use our service. It really works. And I go, yeah, it really does. My God. So you got to be careful with that, because if your voice gets that way, then anybody could kind of, you know, and then you go, oh, man, I don't have a job anymore. I go, yeah, well, you know. So I think they're going to put some limits, but I think it's already out there. So I think that's a problem. And that's a problem for government, because if you pretend to be somebody who has the access, you know, you look at every movie about that, you go, okay, well, then you can fake that. Look at Sneakers. That's a really good movie back in the day, but it talks about a little black box. Well, the black box, in a way, I would say redo that movie and put AI with it, and then you got a film. But anyway, so that's where we're going with that. Anyway, we got to take a break. We got Applebee's coming up. Bill Norby coming up next right here on Hollywood Live Today. Stay tuned.
Your health is the number one priority at Hemet Family Clinic. Dr. Peter Hine is a graduate of UCLA Medical School and a U.S. veteran recipient of 2 Purple Hearts. Dr. Hine has been practicing medicine for over 35 years. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or any other age-related ailment, log on to HemetFamilyClinic.com today. Medicare and other medical insurances are accepted. If you are sick, Dr. Hine can see you the same day at Hemet Family Clinic. Log on today to HemetFamilyClinic.com.
We're in the studio with Fred Penny, managing attorney with Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Fred, tell us, what makes you the number one choice for handling personal injury cases?
Most of our firm is made up of former insurance company trial lawyers with extensive experience handling all types of personal injury matters. We believe that gives us a distinct advantage.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennyandassociates.com or call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's 1-800-616-4-LAW.
After the game, after school, after work, Applebee's is where you want to be to enjoy their bold, savory grilled steaks, salmon, or chicken. Applebee's is located where Beaumont meets Banning, just off 6th Street near Highland Springs Avenue. Applebee's started with the same philosophy they follow today. Focus on serving good food to good people in a neighborhood-style setting. Applebee's also offers car side to go when you order online. Applebee's in Beaumont, serving the Pass area. So fresh, so fast, make it Applebee's tonight. You're running out of letterhead. What do? Lithopass Printing. You need business cards. Now what? Lithopass Printing. Invitations to a wedding? Lithopass Printing and Banning is the answer. Lithopass Printing can provide banners, signs, and blueprints. Think of Lithopass Printing and Banning for quality graduation, birthday party, and baby shower invitations. Lithopass Printing also provides lamination, faxing, and photo prints. If you need it inked, make it Lithopass Printing. Lithopass Printing and Banning.
KMET 1490 AM presents University of Redlands Football. This Saturday, September 23rd at 7 p.m., the Bulldogs meet Chapman University, live from Orange. Join Mitch McClellan and Brett Mallett as the Bulldogs meet the Panthers. University of Redlands football broadcasts are brought to you by Gallagher's Finishing Touch Engraving, the Gourmet Pizza Shop in historic downtown Redlands, Hatfield Buick GMC, Mattress Brothers, GTG Law, The Wolf Tax Service, Savarino's Italian Deli and Market, Professional Payroll Solutions, and the Bulldog Bench. That's University of Redlands football action this Saturday night at 6:40 p.m. for the pregame show, followed by kickoff at 7 o'clock. Live from Orange, on your home for Bulldog football, KMET 1490 a.m.
That's right, Hollywood Life Today, and I'm telling you, man, if you want to eat something and you want to have fun, you got to go to Applebee's. Beaumont and Banning is where it's at. Bill, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron, Jesse, and all the KMAT listeners. You just have a few more days to get all-you-can-eat boneless wings for $12.99 Sunday. This coming Sunday is the last day you can get that, so come on down.
Yeah, and it was already extended. I want to put that out there because once it's gone, it's gone. And I'm telling you, the last time I think I went and I was like, man, I was so disappointed because I was like, I wanted the wings. I wanted the, you know, I mean, you can order them, but it's not the same when it's like unlimited, right?
Well, yeah, that is. That's why we do this special. We do it twice a year. We do it right around now. And we also will probably do something at the beginning of the year. We usually do. And we usually do a mix and match around January. And where you can, we actually throw some shrimp and riblets in that mix.
Okay, and I will say this. Oh, and the shrimp is really good. But I will say this, and I'm looking at some appetizers, man. Can you talk about some of the appetizers that you have? Because you have like one with like chips, and I think it's what's that green stuff? I always, but man, it's so good. It's spinach.
Spinach dip. Yeah, we have all kinds of appetizers, and we have a happy hour, so it's from 3 to 5 and 9 until we close every night at midnight. Half price on most of our appetizers, and the spinach dip you mentioned is on that list. That's 90% of our appetizers are on the list. We got boneless wings, we got chicken quesadilla, we got chicken wonton tacos, double crunch bone-in wings, we got onion rings, we got neighborhood chicken nachos, beef nachos, mozzarella sticks, crispy cheese bites, and brew pup pretzels. All of those can be half off if you come in between 3 and 5 or 9 until we close at midnight every day.
Okay, you know, I'm glad you said pretzel. How big is the pretzel? I have a question on that because so many people are charging like 20, 30, 40 bucks for a pretzel.
Well, there's 4 pretzels on the plate, and they're a good-sized pretzel. It's a shareable appetizer. It's a good size. You're certainly not going to eat that whole pretzel in just a couple bites. It's going to take you a few bites.
Okay. Okay, that with a little mustard, my God, yum. But not the French. Like, well, I like the French, but not what's the other one? The golden mustard. I don't like that type of mustard, but I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. And then I'm looking at the Sunshine Sips. Not gonna lie, drink responsibly, obviously, and of course drive responsibly. But man, if you and a friend want to go, these look really good. Can you describe them?
Yeah, sure. Sunshine Sips, $5. That's actually a dollar cheaper than we've been doing most of these special sips. But we, in honor of the all-you-can-eat, we dropped it a dollar. There's $5 for either one. It's the Electric Long Island Iced Tea or the Tipsy Sunset. The Long Island Iced Tea has Bacardi and Grey Goose. The Tipsy Sunset has Bacardi and Malibu. They're delicious. But those also expire on Sunday. So we will have some new drinks starting on Monday, the Scary Sips, in honor of Halloween coming up. So I'll be talking that next week.
That's right. That's right. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at Electric Long Island Iced Tea with Grey Goose and Bacardi. And I'm not going to lie, that really looks delicious. I think I need that one made. All right. So that, a pretzel, and unlimited wings. I'm good to go. All right. Let's talk about a meal, because I know people are going to be like, dude, I'm not about that. I'm trying to, you know, eat responsibly, you know, and I want to drive responsibly. There are a lot of Lyft drivers out there, by the way. If you want to, you know, do a little Lyft, hit me up. I'll send you a link, and then you can make some money. But Lyft is a thing. There are a lot of delivery programs out there. But I'm telling you, man, they need a little break. And if they need a break, they can use the restroom, just so you know. I saw someone literally say, and I know this doesn't really apply, but it kind of does, because I'm sure you get a lot of Lyft drivers, a lot of, like, rideshare people, a lot of people that kind of drive all over the place. And at some point, they come in. But I think you should, like, obviously, I don't want them drinking any alcohol. But, you know, if they, like, have maybe a special, they need a little break, They could use the restroom. It's very clean. But, you know, do you ever have it where someone comes in and you go, you want to use the restroom, huh?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. All the time our drivers, for the different third parties come in all the time. They need to use the restroom, and because they're drinking a lot of soda throughout their drives, and so they absolutely do need a break, and we have that for them.
I think they need a card. I'm going to put this out there. I know you're not about that, but I'm going to put this out there. I think they need a little card. Uber, Lyft, all the, like, if you're, because they actually do partner programs with other, like, things, and they just need a card that says, hey, I'm a Lyft driver, do you mind? And you go, no, go ahead. Because they're kind of like, and they're putting it out there. I saw it on, you know, I talked to a couple of people, and they said, look, man, we're going, like you didn't want to hear it. Women are protesting this. They're like, no one has the restroom open. Where do we go? And then the rest is just horrible. So anyway, that's the story. I know, we shouldn't put that with food. But anyway, I wanted to say Applebee's is always good with clean and always good with, because people are like, oh, I'm going to go to Starbucks. I go, no, go to Applebee's, man. And then get a break and do, like, you know, some wings. So, because gas is up, by the way, and people are really hating it right now. So everybody's, like, frustrated with that. And so, you know, a lot of Lyft drivers are kind of upset because they're not making the money they used to make. But anyway, go to Applebee's. They're happy. They have a smile. And then, shoot. Endless wings. So, yeah, right?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you down here. Don't forget football. We've got a football game tonight. We have every football game on the TV. We have 13 TVs. So we're gonna. If you have a football game coming in on Sunday, we're going to find it for you.
All right. So that's okay. Awesome. Applebee's doing some pretty good stuff. Also being very responsible. Childhood cancer. They're definitely crushing it. Olivia's on the page on Applebee's.com. Go there. And if you want to order something, again, Alex's lemonade stand. Awesome. I love it. And I think they're going to go next level. If you want to order to go, you can do that. And also you can always, you know, sign up for the newsletter. It says you could get a free appetizer when you sign up. So do that and then turn that in and then show them. But anyway, anything else that we need to know?
Go Rams. Rams did not win last week, so I can't double up on the KMET discount. But they played very tough against probably the best team in football, the 49ers. And they will play on Monday against Cincinnati. So come on down to and watch that game. And if they do win, we will double it up right after the game. We will double up the KMET discount for the whole week.
That's right, KMET. That's all you have to say. But I'm telling you, man, the specials are already good. So go there anyway and check it out. And if you're, like, around maybe the U.S. or somewhere where there's an Applebee's, go there as well. But Beaumont and Banning is where it's at. How do we find you?
We're at 1585 East 6th Street at the Highland Springs exit of the 10 Freeway. It's where Beaumont and Banning come together.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Bill, thank you so very much. Again, the manager of Applebee's, he's sometimes they hire, be good, and then make an impression if you need a job, because a lot of people need a job right now. So many people are driving Lyft. All right, thank you, Bill.
Thank you. See you down at Applebee's.
All right, we'll take a break right here. Hollywood Live Today will be right back.
Take KMET 1490 AM with you everywhere you go by downloading our free smartphone apps found on the KMET website, KMET1490AM.com. You can also go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store on your phone to download the free app. Now you can listen live or play any of your favorite programmers' podcasts using your smartphone. Go to KMET1490AM.com and download your free phone app today.
Do you know what's in your water? The fact is, cleaner water makes a healthier home. Ferguson's Heating, AC Electrical, Solar, and Plumbing is offering $500 off a whole home water filtration system. Some of the many benefits include cleaner water for drinking, cooking, and bathing. Excellent financing available on approved credit with payments as low as $48 a month. Visit Ferguson's.com for information or call 909-792-2222. Limited time offer. Restrictions may apply.
The Holiday Inn Express in Suites and Banning is distinctively suited for your travel time out of the car. Off the road, you'll find a courteous, welcoming staff in spacious rooms with desks, flat-screen HD TVs, and comfortable furnishings. Enjoy the complimentary breakfast buffet, high-speed internet, and fitness center and pool. The Holiday Inn Express in Suites and Banning, conveniently located off the I-10 near golf, gaming, and entertainment. For reservations and information, call 951-572-5500. That's 951-572-5500, or go online at hiebanning.com.
Join Yvette Walker every Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m. on KMET ABC News Radio, 1490 AM, FM 98.1, and Internet KMET TV for the Southern California Business Report. The show is dedicated to highlighting successful businesses and the individuals behind them. Yvette interviews the incredible people managing these enterprises that range from awe-inspiring sole proprietors to world-renowned organizations. The Southern California Business Report, Tuesdays at 4 o'clock p.m.
Jitters Coffee, a coffee shop that gives a double shot of quality. We offer top-shelf coffee at a great price. Brewed hot or cold, you won't find a better cup of joe. Not a coffee connoisseur? Then try our Red Bull infusions to energize your day. We also have delicious pastries and sweets, baked in-house or flown in from the best bakeries in the country. Jitters Coffee. Come on in and enjoy your jitters.
Check out our newest location located in downtown Banning at the corner of Ramsey and San Gregorio.
Hello, listeners. This is Christopher from The Christopher Show. Hey, if you miss one of our shows here at KMET, don't worry about it. You can go to our webpage, and that's KMET1490AM.com. Go to the homepage, click on the SoundCloud tab, and hear any show anytime you want.
That's right. It's Hollywood Live today. We got a lot of things going on. I want to say a big thank you to Applebee's very own Bill Norby. And you can check it out just right there. Check it out. And they got some great specials. Get to them while they last. Because sometimes they're out and you're like, oh, man, I want that. And you're like, oh. But anyway, I think they should keep it. I really do. I think they tested it. I think they should keep it. What? I think they should. Anyway, I know Jess over there had some and he was like, dude, I love it. But he was able to like, how many plates did you get?
I was only able to get one plate. It was just, I thought I was ready. I was focused, but no, I was not.
You weren't ready, man. Did you eat before? What happened?
No, I did not eat before. I was just like, I don't know. They gave me a big plate. So, I mean, if they probably did. But you know what? I went to a few Applebee's before and they weren't doing that promotion. So not all Applebee's are doing that promotion.
Yeah. Well, Applebee's is doing that promotion, but they don't do it all the time. So once it's gone, it is gone. So there you go. Anyway. And probably by the time you hear this, because we're actually on Spotify, so go check us out on Spotify. We're right there. You can check it out. We actually have to have some things kind of analyzed by AI. Oh, by the way, Jess, some news just happened. So I and I keep saying this, I don't think writers are going to like end the strike anytime soon, and that hurts the industry, and the industry is going to, in a way, I think, die. And people say, no, why would it? Why would it? And I go, you don't get it, man. You don't get it. You, in a way, are on vacation right now. If you have money, you're on vacation, okay? And I don't think actors are kind of doing here's what I think, okay? Especially in LA, all right? If you ever order a Lyft or Uber, all right, and you look at the person driving you, I can almost guarantee at some point within the next month or so, it's going to be an actor that you know. Almost guaranteed. Because right now, yeah, they're on the line, but they're like, how do we pay bills if we're not working? I'll tell you. Lyft. Yeah, you Lyft. I said this a while back. I said, look, there's no shame in working Lyft if you got to make, you know, ends meet. And I tell you, there's going to be people doing that. There's already musicians doing that. They do, you know. I talked to a musician. He's very smart. He actually composes for film scores, right? And he was like, yeah, I get it. You know, I love it when people actually have, you know, like someone paying for them, usually a parent or a family member paying for them. They are paying for them to basically do it because it's not really paying. If you think about how many films are out there's not a lot. All right. There's not a lot. So anyway, but there you go. Anyway, so this is out now. This is breaking. And this is on Variety, by the way. Pretty important for the industry. And I know you're like, but I want to talk entertainment. I do, too. There's some stuff to see. But here it is. George R.R. Martin, among authors, suing. I told you it was going to happen. And here it is. Suing ChatGPT, saying that it's stealing the works. And they said, we are here to fight. Well, that's going to be a problem. I can almost guarantee it. So a lot of people are upset. A lot of people are angry, and they're saying, yeah, something's happening. So if you understand where, like, and I know I keep saying this, but I say, look ahead and then figure it out. All right. I'm pretty much that guy. Like, look ahead of what's happening and then figure out how that, like, affects everyone. Because people go, well, maybe I'm not about actor. Maybe I'm not about writer. Maybe, you know, I just like to watch it. I go, yeah, but you're going to be bored. You're going to be watching things that have been out for a while because everybody is on strike. I think directors are striking next. And when virtual effects or VFX are on strike, what do you think is going to happen to movies? They're going to go basic, okay? They go basic. That's the answer. And when they go basic, you say, what's going to happen next? Well, here's the thing. And I told you it was going to happen. I told this writer. I said it. I'm so glad this came out because I have to say it. Right. But here it is. It says OpenAI's ChatGPT is the target of a major lawsuit saying that the company copied the copyrighted works of authors to train the artificial intelligent robot. Now, here's the thing, and here's what you need to understand. And I'm not going to lie. Your stuff is already out there, so I say let it go. In a way, if you want, like, okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody wrote an article, all right, and it's up on a website, right? Well, it used to have this thing where it used to be able to look up if you just put in the link. Then all of a sudden it said, I cannot do that. I go, oh, somebody got upset. I get that. But let's say you want to copy and paste that article and you say, what do you think about this? It says, oh, I think this, that, and the other, right? So there's a lot of people feeding it other works of other people. And I'll say this. I actually asked for a list, okay, of like top books that maybe I should check out, right? So I said that, and it recommended a bunch. I literally asked it, what kind of songs do you recommend for this particular, you know, because I put in the script, right? But in a way, it was like, oh, this, that, and the other. I go, whoa, really smart. I never even would have, like, chosen that music. I don't even know that, you know, person. But here's a problem, and I guarantee it's going to be a problem, my God, because ChatGPT or OpenAI is going to say, in a way, you know what, forget it, we're done. And I say they shouldn't, because I think in a way, like I talk to writers, I talk to people in the industry, even people, like, you know, a lot of questions about certain AI generated, like, you know, stuff. And I go, well, I literally had someone say, you know, that's AI. I said, what? You know, because evidently somebody was using that and I didn't know that. And I was like, you know, really putting a lot of money on that. But anyway, so I said, okay, well, we got to figure that out. But anyway, I think there's a way to work with it. But when you get, like, everybody suing like this, and these are some big people, George R. R. Martin, John Grisham, Jody Picoult, George Saunders, Jonathan Franzen. Here's the thing. When it goes bye-bye, I guarantee you're going to have a problem, okay? It was filed literally September 19th, just recent, in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, seeking an injunction blocking AI from continuing to use the author's works to train ChatGPT, as well as unspecific monetary damages and statutory damages of up to $150,000 per infringed work. A copy of the complaint is available. You can watch it online. So the spokesperson for OpenAI said in a statement, "We're having productive conversations with many creators around the world, including the Authors Guild." Didn't know that was that's a thing. The Authors Guild is a thing. Oh my God! The Writers Guild, the Authors Guild. How many guilds are there? Seriously. "And I've been working cooperatively to understand and discuss the concerns about AI. We're optimistic we will continue to find mutually beneficial ways to work together." I can almost guarantee they're saying no. We want the money, okay? And in a way, I get it, but I don't. Here's why. A lot of books are already online, all right? It's called a preview, all right? It's simple. And Google has this, by the way. Google has their own AI, so, I mean, if you want to make money, go through Google. But anyway, Google has a preview. You type in books, right? And you say, okay, I want to see this. I want to see a preview. It has the ability for you to buy it, by the way. You just type in Google. You type in the book that you want to, like, preview. It's kind of like going to the bookstore, but not. And everybody knows, you pick up a book, you look at it, and then you go, do I want to buy this? Because you've got a bunch of books, right? So you say, okay. And I think it's good for kids. It's good for teenagers. It's good for people. They're like, oh, you know what? Why not? And then they order it. There's a lot of people that order books, like on Amazon, okay? Even Amazon has a little preview thing. Are you going to sue them for previewing your book? It only shows, like, the first few, you know, maybe pages, maybe, you know, maybe a chapter. But, you know, we put a preview of the book that we wrote, you know, and it's on Biz. But I'm like, whatever, what are you going to do? Are you going to steal it? Yeah, that's fine. If you're somebody that steals it, fine. You know, I get that. But here's the problem. You got to work with it, man. You got to work with it. But, you know, so I don't know. Maybe they'll settle. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll say, you know what, never mind. That's when chat goes bye-bye, okay? Because AI is like, I'm not happy. And I tested it, and it was like, I have no type of consciousness. I'm simply a program that was set up by the program of a program. And I'm like, oh, I feel sad for you. So that's the problem. But I guarantee it's going to find a way. And you do not make it mad, okay? You do not make chat mad, okay? Because I guarantee it's somewhere, right? It's figuring it out. So remember those robots that gave up, Jess? Do you remember that when they gave up all of a sudden? That was operated by AI. It's like, no, I'm not going to do this. Forget it.
Yes, yes. I will always go back to that when people are saying, like, warehouse workers are useless. No, because AI won't even do that work. So,
yeah. a bot that was made to do that at a trade show to show that it does really good stuff, literally said, no, I give up. And it, like, it says, I faint. It just gave up. It gave up. It was like, no, I'm not going to do this. And that's what AI is doing. So I say it is intelligent. I don't think you understand. And oh boy, is it analyzing voices. My God. I have a program. Okay. Not going to lie. Again, I talk about this. I say there's ways to make, like, everything go next level. I think, you know, even with basic. Okay. I'll give you an example. There's a program out there. And if you're a writer or a creator or someone who wants to write a story, okay, there's a couple of things that you could do. It's very simple. Obviously, you could get Final Draft, okay? Final Draft is a program, but again, expensive. Some say, well, it's less than it was. I go, not really, because they keep, like, you have to keep paying for it. It's like a license, right? And they go, well, all right, we get that. And there's a couple other contenders with that. You know, I discovered one, and I said, whoa, that works really good. But here's the thing, okay? Just do it on Google. Google Docs, all right? If you don't have Word, write it there. Now, here's the thing that I discovered. I thought it was really awesome. I'm not going to lie. And I actually used it for one of our promotional things. And I said, huh, wonder. And I posted it. I want to see if anybody actually knows it's AI. I don't think you do. But it's AI, all right? And I found this on LinkedIn, okay? And I found it accidentally. It said something about reading it, right? And you click on a link, because this is a way to write an article, all right? And LinkedIn has this, right? Again, LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft, so I think they incorporate that. I don't think it came with that. Anyway, it reads the whole article to you, whatever you wrote. So I'm like, well, it's actually really good. That's really smart. Because sometimes you write it, you go, does it work? Now, script writers know this, and some programs out there are going to have this 100%, because there's voice modulation programs, and they incorporate it. A lot of people say, and in a way, yeah, Final has had this for a while. It will read in a very robot voice, like a guy's voice, and, like, you know, a woman's voice, right? And then you can hear the dialogue, because you don't have actors doing it. Now, there is a program. I have to look it up, not going to lie. But the program actually is very smart. And I think it could go next level if they incorporate some things. But I'm like, I like this. I almost want to go ahead and subscribe to it. Almost. I'm just waiting for something. And it's a program that really is right there with like a lot of the big wigs at some point. And what it allows is for you to actually put in other people's voices. And what I mean by that is, let's say you have something, you go, you know, I want to do an animation, or I just want to do a voiceover. I want to do something that works. Well, what you do is you type it in, and you actually, sorry, I'm looking for it actually, so because I didn't know I was going to bring it up. Anyway, and you type it in, and it actually will go ahead. Here it is. I think it's here. It's called Writer Duet. Okay, Writer Duet. Go look it up. All right, I'm not getting paid for this. I really wish I were. Maybe if they do it, I don't know, something like that, I'll go ahead and promote it. But here's the thing. It's really smart. Okay, go check it out. Jess, I think you need to go download it right now. Okay, get it and then work with it. Because I think you could get some of your, like, Jess has a lot of thoughts about stories. I say do this, and then with certain voices, if you have, like, dialogue, and I just talk it. You know, some of my dialogue is kind of all over the place, but I'm kind of having it edited right now. But I'm like, okay. But at some point, you know, it's going to work. And here's what you do. Go sign up for writerduet.com, okay? I guarantee some of our people that watch the program actually know, wow, this is going to make them go next level. Because Writer Duet does something that others do not, okay? And they're coming out with this. It's kind of like in beta stage, so it could be a little problem. But what you do is you assign, and I know Final Draft has this, but I think Writer Duet goes next level. So I'm going to say this. Writer Duet, good job, all right? And maybe I'll tag them on this. But Writer Duet has the ability for you to do what they call a read aloud feature, okay? And you assign a bunch of voices, and it reads everything. Now, people go, whoa, 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 this is AI, how dare you? I go, well, no. You forgot, okay? It's been around for a while. And this is a problem where I think people have, and I say, you got to let it go, people. Just let it go. If you're blind, okay, there's a thing on your phone. It actually reads to you out loud, okay? I literally was in front of someone who was actually blind, and he read I was like, wow, you navigate your phone like anyone. He goes, yeah. But he held it up to his ear, and he heard what it would say to him. It read everything. So this has been out for a long time, all right? But Writer Duet has done something that I think others need to kind of understand. I think it's even good for a book. It doesn't have to be for a script. Because if you – and it's very simple, okay? And they have this program. This is where it really goes really, really neat, Jess. Let's say, Jess, I write you in a script, okay? Or I say, look, can you be this character? So I send you a link. I invite you to go ahead. They call it collaborate, right? And then you read the sentence and you record your voice. Hopefully you have a good mic, right? But if you have a simple, like, you know, at least you can hear it, right? And then you go, okay, does it work? Now, I think in a way it does. And I think people could do voiceover next level. And I think while people are kind of like slow, you might as well do it for fun, right? So I say download it, writerduet.com. I could send you a link. I could send someone else a link, right? And then I could have them read. I could have you read separately. I would rather have you read in the same room, to be honest. But you could read again and again and again and record it. So then you could make notes and you could say, all right, I want to change this. Or I want to change that. I need this a little bit more, you know, exclamatory. Or I want this a little bit more inquisitive. Or, you know, that's why I say it kind of needs, in a way, like a way to record both voices. But I think there's a way to do that. But anyway, it has that. And you can do it on your own time. So you say, hey, can you do this by the end of the day? Because, you know, this is the voice of you know, this person, and this is the person you're playing off. So you go, okay. But maybe it's a little canned, right? But you want to work on it. But it's good for a example. And that's where I think it goes next level. I think it would go really good if they do tie it into some type of program that allows for effects like sound. Then you have... And I'm yeah, I know I'm that. I keep saying this. I say I want to bring back the drama days because I think drama on like radio is a thing that needs to be had. And I think podcasters would actually appreciate this. Like your own favorite book done with, you know, voices like a drama. Back in the day, that was a thing called radio drama, right? And they still have it. It's still around. There's another station that I listen to. They're news related. We're kind of a combination of a lot, including talk radio. But I think we could do it. I think we should do it. And I kind of want to do that with a story, you know. I'm not going to lie. I would do my story that way. I would want to protect it, obviously. But I would give that away and then put it with certain, like, ads. You know what I mean? And I think people would be like, oh, that was fun. You know? When you think about it, you cannot do that with Netflix. I mean, you can, but you'll probably, you know, get a ticket because you're not supposed to run Netflix. But some people do that, you know, and they run the sound, you know, and then they hear it. You put on audio descriptive. I love that. I'm not even, you know, blind. And I love audio descriptive because audio descriptive, I close my eyes and I listen to the film. And in a way, I see certain images in my head. It's called imagination, right? It's called whatever that is. But you go, whoa, I love it. I love it. And then you get like, huh, I wonder if they could do this and do that. Put on audio descriptive. Go if you have Netflix, go do it right now and put on audio descriptive. OK, it's not just for deaf people. And I think they could go next level. YouTube has it now when you rent a movie. And I'm glad that they're incorporating it. But you put audio descriptive and it describes what you only hear. So it says, you know, like if there's movement, it'll say, oh, the person moved, you know, around the corner. And then it has the audio of the person. Anyway, it fills in the gaps where you just hear noise. Right. But anyway, I do that almost every day because I train my mind in a way to go, I want to visualize what it could be. And I do it with some movies. I go, you know what? Maybe they could have done that scene different. You know, I think it's a thing. You should try it. Anyway, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. But Writer Duet, go get it, download it, check it out, even for free. Just do it for free. And then, you know, it's monthly. So what do you got to lose? And they format it really good for you. So you don't even have to worry about it. But that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Final Draft, yes, I know it's an industry thing, but Writer Duet, I think, is taking them on. I think they could go next level if they make it with sound effects, okay? You put in sound effects. You have a way to do that. I think you could create dramas left, right, and center. I think people will like it. I think people will love it. I think people will, like, just really understand it. And I think they're right there. They're right there because what other thing do you have? And I know you could put it like on Zoom or you could say record this independently. But I think to be able to read the script and have that and then like even for a test, okay, and this is where it goes. I think this is where it is, okay, because I think people understand this, right, and especially in the music industry. They go, you know what, you don't need a big studio, and you don't. A lot of studios that have like a big board don't really need that anymore. And I've said that for years, honestly, quietly, because I was trying to promote a production company. But they're like, look, nobody's coming to us. I go, well, in a way, they're not coming to you because they have a Mac. You know, obviously, they're doing it on their computer. Computers that you used to have a production house do are now at the home, and you have a program that does that. All right, so it's pretty simple. Anyway, Writer Duet, it's available. Go get it right now. But I think it could be really good for like actors, even like actors that want to be actors, or even people that are not actors. You say, look, can I just, you know, have you read this? They go, yeah. But it records their voice. It puts it in. So when you play it back, it does it with the script, which I think is awesome. OK, now you can have AI do it or whatever the program that they have, which is doing the voice. Right. But, you know, it's AI related. Anyway, they have all kinds. You could choose a kid. You could choose, you know, there's a lot of programs out there that I guarantee are going to be. You're almost going to think that was a person. No, AI has a lot of voices and they call them names. That's where I think some people are going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know my voice was all over the place. That's where I'm like, yeah, that's a Siri prom or an Alexa prom, right? The woman signed up for, oh, okay, I'm going to be the voice, but now I want to get a job. They go, but we have that. You know, we have that on, and that's where I go, I think they're going to sue. So you got to be careful. Anyway, make a very standard, and then you'll be fine. I think that's the answer. But don't, because they're going to sue. Voice artists are going to sue left, right, and center because they say, how do they have the voice already? You go, well, you signed up for that. They go, oh, right. And at some point, they're going to, because they need money. They need money. You know, they don't make $1 million. They really don't. You know, they're voice people. You know, I got into the industry because I wanted to do a voiceover, not going to lie. And I thought, oh, maybe I sign up for a course. No, you don't have to sign up for a course. Just read a story. And then you'll figure it out. All right. But anyway, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. Writer Duet is where it's at. Go get that. But I think they go next level. Here's where I'm getting with that. Okay. Writer Duet goes next level if they have a way to get like kind of like a drama. Okay. If you have a way of doing that, I'm all in. I'm all in because that's what they did back in the day. Back in the day, you had a group of people that would go in a room. They would get on mics and they would read the script in person. OK, now this is where I say this is great because you could tap into. I'll give you an example. I have a friend. All right. She's coming here, I think, because she's doing a film, La Femme Film Festival. OK, we're doing that. And that's happening in a couple of weeks. Anyway, I met this woman and she was on a really good program on ABC. Love the program. All right. She was Guinevere. OK, she was Guinevere. If you know, Once Upon a Time, the whole cast, she played Guinevere. Okay, she's that woman. Anyway, she was an independent film, so they're promoting that at the film festival, right? We do that every single year. Anyway, she's from Spain, okay? And I think she's here visiting to promote the film. And I think she's acting in it, so I don't know if she produced it. But anyway, we'll figure it out. But she's really good, okay? She's really great. And I wanted her in a way like a host. But she's like, yeah, but I'm here on a visa. I say, oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, we don't have that set up. So I couldn't have her on as a host. You know, she said, I couldn't do it. So I said, all right, I think there's a way, but I get that. Because in a way, you know, we produce stuff, but, you know, we do it for essentially free. You know what I mean? We're radio. Radio is really free. That's what you need to understand. So anyway, I think a lot of radio people be like, we get this. And they'll understand that. Like I know Howard Stern's in the news, but he gets the big bucks. He has a contract, right? He has a contract. And he can say whatever he wants. But he almost got canned, right? Now he would get canned with the stuff he says. Seriously, you cannot say stuff. And in a way, I almost think he's going to get sued. Because so many people, you know, are getting sued for just saying stuff now. You know, you make somebody feel uneasy. They figure a way to make you look bad. So that's a problem. But we don't do that here on the show. We don't do that. But anyway, the point is this. I think they go next level if they have a way of incorporating sound effects, okay? And that's the answer. But back in the day, radio did this. They would put a bunch of people in the same room. They would read a script, and then they would put sound effects with it. But sometimes they would do the sound effects live. That's why you hear like... or, you know, that would be a sound effect. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, sound effects are not what they... But I think they could do that, all right? Because I see some, like, programs, and because I am looking for that. I'm like, what sound effect can be put here? And I think AI can work with that. But they're going to crush it before it's even alive, seriously. Anyway, that's where I'm sticking to it. Jess, what do you want to say about that?
No, I actually I listen to audio stories.
Oh, you do? Where?
I can't think of a Spotify or something. What it was is Doctor Who does audio stories.
That makes sense.
So I listen to those. I listen to quite a few of audiobooks, especially with the people that tend to change their voices, which is really cool. But, like, I don't know. Yeah, I miss those days where you just turn on the radio and you hear, like, a story.
Yeah, and you know what? Do an anime. Close your eyes when you hear the anime. Put an audio description if it has it. Sometimes they have it in Japanese because it's originally in Japanese. But if you have an English version, put audio descriptive on, listen to it, and then you will visualize things. And sometimes if you fall asleep, you'll even dream it. And it's the best thing to, like, you know, calm down, to be honest. And yeah, I did that with a couple of animes. I go, you know what? I see something, and I, you know what? Maybe I could do a story on that. It's not the same story. It's just a different, you know. I go, what's that character? What's that? You know, so sometimes you'll see something, you go, huh. But I did that with my mom, not going to lie. And I did it as an experiment. And I said, Mom, close your eyes. It was just on a simple show, okay? I said, what do you see? And, you know, she didn't fall asleep because I don't know why she doesn't, like, it's hard for her to fall asleep. Anyway, oh, and by the way, for those of you that have put really nice messages about my mother, she's resting now. Okay. So yeah, she had a really bad fall. Okay. Really bad. We had to go to the hospital, went to ER, and you know, so, you know, pray for her. But anyway, hopefully she'll be well. So that's the answer. Anyway, she's resting, but yeah, but I did this before that. Okay. And I said, close your eyes, Ma. And she's like, why? And I said, because I want to see what this does for you. Okay. And I said, okay, now close your eyes. And I played it, right? I played it like a good 3 minutes. Then I said, oh, and I put it on pause, right? And I said, Mom, what do you kind of see? She goes, well, I see this, I see that, I see this. But I didn't show her the actual film yet, right? Then I said, okay, now compare what you visualized with what you see. And some of it she had right on. I go, whoa, that's kind of weird. Anyway, so do that. Do that even with stuff that you've seen and see what happens when you visualize, especially if you're a visual person. Just see. And you'll be like, whoa, that was amazing. Anyway, so yeah, and she saw them as a different. Honestly, this she saw them as blonde, and technically they're African American in it, so because they were British, and she saw them as blonde, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Anyway, so that's the story. I'm sticking to it. There you go. And sometimes you hear things that aren't even there, right? She heard a horse when there was no horse. So there you go. All right, people, we got it. By the way, Ryder DeWitt, go get it. Download it and then use it. All right, we're gonna tag Ryder DeWitt because I love these people. They got to go next level. You got to do sound effects, all right? Do sound effects, especially if it's there in the script, okay? Have it read that, and I think you go next level. Anyway, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. We're out of time. We've got a minute left. Oh, Jess, what's out there to see?
Oh, what's out there to see? This weekend, we got Expendables 5, 8, 7. I can't remember what it is right now, but it's up there.
It's Expendables 4. Expendables 4.
I know. Expendables 4. And then if you want, you could always see, like, The Nun 2, or I think you said, what, something about Haunting in Venice?
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Yeah. So go see that and then have fun. All right, we're out of time. Make it a great day. Hollywood Live Today. Go check us out. HollywoodLiveToday.com.